Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Patrick Marine, and I am from Queens, New York. I count it a real pleasure and privilege to be speaking to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. We have just come through an awesome convention, and we have acquired so much information, teaching, and instruction that should cause us to succeed in our businesses if we follow the calls to action. So what will our attitude be? My topic today is attitude, the difference maker. I love John Maxwell, and in his book, The Difference Maker, he talks about attitude being our greatest asset. What separates the gold medalist from the silver medalist in the Olympics? What separates the successful entrepreneur from the one who doesn't make it? What makes it possible for someone to thrive after a debilitating accident or a terrible loss, while another struggles and then gives up? Our attitude is our greatest asset or liability. It makes us or breaks us. It lifts us up or it brings us down. Attitude is an inward feeling expressed by outward behavior. Our attitude colors every aspect of our life. It is like the mind's paintbrush. It can paint everything in bright, vibrant colors, creating a masterpiece, or it can make everything dark and dreary. In his book, Developing the Leaders Around You, John Maxwell talks about leaders being more like thermostat than thermometers. Both are capable of measuring heat. However, they're quite different. A thermometer is passive. It records the temperature of its environment but can do nothing to change that environment. A thermostat is an active instrument. It determines what the atmosphere will be. It affects change in order to create a climate. The attitude of the leader, coupled with a positive atmosphere in the organization, can encourage people to accomplish great things. We have been so blessed with great, amazing leaders in ACN, haven't we? Our leaders have given us a call to action, and as we accomplish our goals consistently, it will generate momentum. Water boils at 212 degrees. But at 211 degrees, it is still just hot water. One extra degree, one increase of less than one half of 1% can make the difference between a pot of languishing liquid and a bubbling cauldron of power. One degree can create a full head of steam, enough power to move a train weighing tons. One degree is usually momentum. It's time for us to be intentional and exceed expectations. This mojo call is my way of speaking to myself, and I hope it speaks to you too. In the Bible, we are told that we are given life, and not just life, but life abundantly. Our attitude can make a major difference in our success. We can exceed expectations. And I'm going to give you an example from the Bible in Genesis chapter 24. Abraham's servant Eliezer was sent to seek a wife for his son Isaac. He put a request before God that if one of the daughters of the men of the city who came to draw water would not only give him water to drink, but would also give water to his 10 camels. And then that girl would be chosen to be Isaac's wife. It was the custom for water to be given to the person who asked, but not for the animals. Rebecca was at the well and offered to give water to Eliezer and his camels. She went above and beyond. A thirsty camel could drink 20 to 30 gallons of water. 10 camels meant 200 gallons of water. Now, if Rebecca had a 5-gallon bucket, she had to make 40 trips. And assuming that each trip took 3 minutes, it would have taken her 2 hours. She definitely exceeded expectations and went above and beyond. And she got her reward. What can we do to go beyond and what beyond what we're just required to do? Ms. Donna Perkins talked to us last night about goal setting. What are your goals? Can we exceed expectations and move to the next level? 100 points? 200 points? Executive team leader? Regional director? Regional vice president? And senior vice president? I am challenged, and I'm sure you are too. Will you be a river or a reservoir? Rivers flow with energy and purpose to those people and regions that need the water, that need the sustainability and life-giving properties to thrive and grow, flourish, and survive. Reservoirs, on the other hand, store up that source of encouragement and nourishment, and it never gets to where it needs to go. A river adds value, while a reservoir hoards it. We can be a river that flows within the ATN system that brings energy and purpose to our own lives and to those we share this incredible opportunity with. We have been given all the tools. And my prayer is that we will make full use of them and prosper in our businesses. So, are you going to be a river or a reservoir? A thermometer or a thermostat? Can we exceed expectations? Let's take heed to the call of action. Our attitude can be the difference maker. I believe that. Have a really outstanding and blessed day, everyone. God bless you.